Thank you, Damon. The time is 9:18. This is Take 5 on CIUT 89.5 FM. My name is David Peterson. Well, the Muslim Canadian Congress recently called on the government to ban the burqa and other face coverings because it claims that face coverings don't have a basis in Islam. As the controversy heats up, Armenian-Canadian dancer Armine Kashishian is mounting her own debate on the politics of the veil using the language of dance. Kashishian's Behind the Veil, a dance and drama piece that spans the centuries, makes its debut at Toronto's Isabel Bader Theatre this Saturday and Sunday. It tells of the struggle between women of tradition and women who seek freedom of expression. I'm very pleased to have Armine Kashishian in studio to discuss the dance. I hope I said your name right. I've been practicing it. I have one of those days. Some days I can get every name correct. This is one of those days where I'm having trouble with my tongue, so I apologize.
That's good, thank you.
You're the this is premiering on Saturday. You are the you're a dancer and a choreographer. Give us a sense of what Behind the Veil is all about.
Behind the Veil is a story of women of tradition against women who seek freedom of expression. We have a central character, Alame, who goes through difficult times at different times and rises above all challenges, and she stays true to her own spirit. She does what she wants to do. That's basically what we're saying. So it starts from the times of pharaohs, pharaonic times. It has four eras, and then it's 800 years ago, then about 200 years ago, and then now. So obviously a person cannot stay alive for that many years, but she represents a specific spirit. For example, her spirit, who is very interested in being courageous and so forth, then another woman who is very much bound by tradition, then there's always this struggle that happens. Mm.
This started as, it's been in development for 3 years,
yes.
In its current form. And it started with workshops and productions in 2006. How has it changed from the time that you conceived it till now to what's being presented at the Isabel Bader?
Well, the original story was called Evolution of the Humankind, and it is from imprisonment to empowerment. This particular story has a different storyline, and so some of the dances are the same, a few costumes are the same, but the storyline has expanded and has changed form. Also, this one has multimedia as well, which we will have pre-recorded video on the screen and images on the screen while the artists are on the stage.
Why keep going with this one work instead of a new production? What is it about it that, from its inception to, is there, you know, I suppose it's like raising a child. Is there a particular road you want it to be on, or a moment when you know that it's ready or it's finished?
Well, the reason is that because I was Christian born, raised in a Muslim country, so I got to learn all aspects of religion and cultures. And what happens is that belly dancing is actually a taboo. Women are not allowed to perform in public. As a result, but in the West, most people think everybody dances in Middle East and they belly dance and they think it's an exotic shake. Well, that is not the exact form. The way it started from centuries ago, it's like women danced as a form of prayers. And I would really like to bring the story truths on the stage. And Evolution Dance Theater actually talks about spirituality and social issues on the stage.
Why you've chosen a multicultural cast and a variety of different dance styles. Can you talk about the choices of both the culture and the styles of dance?
Yes, it's a Middle Eastern base. It does have belly dancing, Middle Eastern dancing, jazz, contemporary, and modern. The reason I choose a multicultural cast, because we are in Toronto. I think that Toronto is the capital of multiculturalism. Mm-hmm. And I believe that deep down we're all the same. We feel the same emotions of joy, sadness, happiness, and we may have different belief systems, but deep down we're the same. And it's more interesting to work with a diverse group.
You mentioned that you sort of fuse Middle Eastern dance with contemporary.
Yes.
And you also fuse the Middle Eastern dance traditions with contemporary politics. In Iran, for instance, you mentioned that women are not allowed to dance in public.
Anywhere in the East.
Right, and yet in your production dancing. They do. What sort of message do you think that Behind the Veil holds for both Western and Middle Eastern audiences? Is there a message?
Yes, for the Middle Eastern world, we are really trying to destigmatize and re-elevate the art form. and for the Western world is to bring to the stage the truth, the story truths about it. And we don't really have a point of view, although some people may say by merely presenting you have a point of view. We are not asking anyone to change or become someone else or change their culture or change their way of being. We're merely presenting two different characteristics in conflict. And so the audience can choose what they want to choose and what they want to see.
I guess it's interesting because, I mean, it's not everybody can relate to the language of dance.
Yes.
It's, you know, and so you sort of have to cross that bridge. How do you make it accessible to people who may not even necessarily understand?
Oh, the dances are choreographed in such a way that it reveals the story, plus there's acting. There's no vocal, actually, but just acting with very few words. And we have a storyteller. So the storyteller is a liaison. But the way it has been structured, there's not too much need for spoken words because it's a visual art.
Right, the dance is the narrative. It
by itself,
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Obviously you're not afraid to weigh into some of the political debates. The Muslim Canadian Congress, as I mentioned in the introduction, recently called on the Canadian government to ban the burqa and other face coverings. Where do you come down on this? What do you think of the idea?
Well, I just believe that people should have their choices, whatever they want to do. I'm not really into the politics of it. At the end of the day, we're artists, and we are just bringing it to the stage. Because there's a lot of, as you said, controversial ideas. We are merely presenting it on the stage because it's either on TV or things we hear.
Mm-hmm.
I know that some women like to cover their hair and their body, not necessarily the face. I was raised in that country, so some people believe it's good. They like it. If they want to do it, that's fine. The only thing I have to say is that if women do not want to do that, they shouldn't be forced. That's the only comment I can make.
Your heritage or your background is Armenian, but you were born in Iran.
Yes.
How has your own experience influenced this show? You said you're not political yet. Some would say that art is political. how has your own experience influenced the show?
Unfortunately, when I was there, it was all either Christians or Muslims. It was just a separation, and so normally they wouldn't mix very much, and. Personally, I'm a very open and free spirit, so I was always curious and wondering why. And Armenians, being Christians, they're more liberal, so I was raised that way. Whereas because we were living in a Muslim country, so again, you become more conservative. For example, Armenians in France are much more liberal than, let's say, Armenians in Iran or Iraq, just because of the mixed cultures there.
Right.
And so that definitely affected my way of thinking and way of living, but I've been here 30 years.
Yeah. No, I'm just curious, because again, most people would say that art tends to be a political statement of one kind or another. That it's difficult to separate politics from art and art from politics.
Yes.
You're a dancer, but you're also interestingly a financial planner with Investors Group.
Yes.
And this production was originally self-funded. What are some of the challenges? Because we have a lot of people on here who are in small companies and trying to bring their production to the public, and obviously financing is a huge part of it. What were some of the challenges in breaking into the underfunded contemporary dance world, so to speak?
Well, because we are new, we don't have any funding coming from anywhere. So, fortunately, because my work allows me to be more free and have some financial resources. So far, I've been funding it myself because I believe in the cause. I believe in art. My real occupation is financial planning, and I'm a certified planner, and I've been doing that for a little over 20 years. But I've been fortunate to be able to do that. Obviously, I can't do that forever.
Right.
We will need some sponsors and possibly grant money in the future. But I believe it's a good show, and a lot of people have loved it, and they have come back. Some people have come back. We had some interesting conversations about this show, and it's unique, it's different, and it's creative because finances are very logical. So then this gives me a little bit of extra time.
I was gonna say,
to
this
be creative.
Must appeal to your not necessarily non-safe side. But, the folks that you heard, Armine, she needs your help to keep this alive. It's Saturday, November the 28th at 8 p.m. Sunday, November 29th in the afternoon at the Isabel Bader Theater, 93 Charles Street West. The tickets are $35 for the Saturday night show and $30 for the 2 p.m. On Sunday, there's a discount for seniors, students, equity, and for groups of 10 people or more. For more information, very simply go to our website, www.take5.fm. You can click on a number of links there that will take you and get you all the information you need. I've been speaking with Armine Kashishian. She's a dancer and choreographer, and her the premiere of her production, Behind the Veil, is this Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.